9. Then it was in the wrong place, as simple as that. The fate amenable to change looked around incredulous. Stars, just stars. Initially alien, in a way a starscape had never been before. This wasn't where it had just been. Where was the accession? Where were the Elentia ships? Where was the Sperai? Where was this? It called up from scratch, position-establishing routines no ship ever had to call up after they'd run through them in the very earliest part of their upbringing and self-fettling, in the mind equivalent of infancy. You did this sort of thing once, to show the minds supervising your development you could do it. Then you forgot about it, because nobody ever lost track of where they were, not over this magnitude of scale. And yet here it was, having to do just that. Quite bizarre. It looked at the results. There was something almost viscerally relieving about the discovery that it was still in the same universe. For a moment it had been contemplating the prospect of finding itself in a different one altogether. At the same time, at least one part of its intellect experienced a corresponding flicker of disappointment for exactly the same reason. It was nowhere near Asperi. Its position was 30 light-years away from where it had been apparently a moment ago. The nearest star system was an undistinguished red giant blue-white dwarf double called Prietzi. The binary lay roughly along that same imaginary straight line that joined the accession to the incoming MSV not invented here. Where the ship itself had ended up was even closer to that imaginary line. The fate checked itself over, unharmed, uninvaded, unjeopardized, uncontacted. It replayed those last few picoseconds while it multiple-checked its systems. The accession rushed out to meet it. It was enveloped in what? Skein fabric, some sort of ultra-dense field. It all happened at close to hyperspace light speeds. The outside universe was pinched off, and in the following moment there was an instant of nothing. No external input whatsoever, a vanishingly minute, perfectly indivisible fraction of a picosecond, when the fate was cut off from everything. No outside sensor data whatsoever. Events within the ship itself had continued as normal. Or rather, its internal state had remained the same, for that same infinitesimally microscopic instant. There'd been no time for anything appreciable to actually happen. In its mind, there'd been time for the hyperspatial quanta equivalents to alter their states for a few cycles. So time had still elapsed. But outside, nothing. Then the skein or field substrate had vanished, snapping out of existence to precisely nowhere, disappearing too quickly for the ship's sensors to register where it had gone. The fate replayed that section of its record slower and slower, until it was dealing with the equivalent of individual frames, the smallest possible subdivision of perception and cognizance, the culture or any other involved knew of. And it came down to 4 frames, 4 snapshots of recent history. In one frame, the accession seemed to be rushing out, accelerating out to meet it. In the next, the skein field had wrapped itself almost totally around the ship, at a distance of perhaps a kilometer from ship center, though it was hard to estimate, leaving only a tiny hole staring out to the rest of the universe on the opposite side of the ship from the accession. In the third frame, the total cut-off from the universe was in place, and in the next, it had gone, and the fate had moved, or had been moved, 30 light-years in less than a picosecond. "How the fuck does it do that?" the ship wondered. It started checking that time was still working properly, directing its sensors at distant quasars, which had been used as time reference sources for millennia. It also started checking that it was not in the center of some huge projection. Extending, it still stopped engine fields like vast whiskers, feeling for the, as far as anybody knew, unfakeable reality that was the energy grid, and minutely and randomly scrutinizing sections of the view around it, searching for the equivalent of pixels or brushstrokes. The fate amenable to change was experiencing a sense of elation at having survived what it had feared might be a terminal encounter with the accession. But it was still worried that it had missed something, that it had been interfered with somehow. The most obvious explanation was that it had been fooled, that it had been tricked into moving itself here under its own power, or been moved to this position by another attractive force over time. The further implication was that the interval when it had been moving had somehow been expunged from its memory. That would be bad. The very idea that its mind was not absolutely inviolate was anathema to a ship. It tried to accustom itself to the idea that this was what had happened. It tried to steel itself to the prospect that, at the very least, it would have to have its mental processes investigated by other minds to establish whether it had suffered any lasting damage, or had had any unpleasant subroutines, or even personalities buried in its mind state during the time it had become effectively unconscious. Horrible, horrible thoughts. The check time results started coming in. Relief and incredulity. If this was a real universe and not a projection, or worse still, something it had been persuaded to imagine for itself inside its mind, then there had been no extra elapsed time. The universe thought it was exactly the same time as the mind's internal clock. The ship felt stunned. Even while another part of its intellect, an opt-in, semi-autonomous section, was restarting its engines and discovering they worked just fine, the ship was trying to come to terms with the fact it had been moved 30 light-years in an instant. No displacer could do that, not with something the size it was, not that quickly, not over that sort of distance. Certainly not without even the merest hint that a wormhole had been involved. Unbelievable. I'm in a fucking outside context situation, the ship thought, and suddenly felt as stupid and dumbstruck as any muddy savage confronted with explosives or electricity. It sent a signal to the not invented here. Then it tried contacting its remotes, still presumably in station around the accession. No reply, and no sign of the Alentia ships either, anywhere. The accession was invisible too, but then it would be from this distance. The fate nudged itself tentatively towards the accession. Almost immediately its engines started to lose traction, their energies just seeming to disappear through the energy grid as though it wasn't there. It was a progressive effect, worsening as it proceeded, and with the implication that about a light minute or so further in towards the accession, it would lose grid adhesion altogether. It had only progressed about 10 light seconds in. It slowed while it still could, and backed up, until it was the same distance away from the accession as it had been when it had found itself dumped here in the first place. Once it was there, its engines responded perfectly normally again. It had made the initial attempt in infraspace. It tried again in ultraspace, with exactly the same result. It went astern once more, and resumed its earlier position. It tried moving at a right angle to its earlier course. The engines worked as they always did. Weird. It hove to again. Its avatars amongst the crew started yet another explanation regarding what was going on. It compiled a preparatory report and signaled it to the MSV not invented here. The report crossed with the MSV's reply to the Fate's earlier signal. Stutter tight point M32, TRA at 4.28.882.8367. Ex-MSV not invented here. O-GCU Fate amenable to change. I don't understand. What's going on? How did you get to where you are? Stutter tight point M32, TRA at 4.28.882.8379. XGCU Fate amenable to change. OMSV not invented here. Thereby hangs a tale. But in the meantime, I'd slow down if I were you, and tell everybody else coming this way to slacken off, too, and get ready to draw up at 30 years off the E. I think it's trying to tell us something. Plus, there is a record which I wish to claim.